Welcome to episode 901 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we transition from the old to the new in our search for Jesus in every book of the Bible. We spend almost a year showing how Jesus can be found in every book of the Old Testament. Unquestionably, Jesus is the central figure of the 27 books of the New Testament. In the stories, parables, and teachings, he not only fulfills Jewish messianic prophecies, but also establishes a new covenant, inviting all people into a transformative relationship with God. Our first stop is the first book. The Gospel of Matthew is traditionally attributed to Matthew the Apostle. Matthew, also known as Levi, in the Gospels of Mark and Luke, was a tax collector by profession, before he followed Jesus. He is identified, as such, in Matthew 9, verse 9, where Jesus calls him at his tax booth. After his call, Matthew becomes one of Jesus' 12 closest followers. Little is known about his life in this role, as the Gospels focus primarily on the teachings of Jesus and the collective experiences of the 12, rather than on individual apostles.
Early church tradition holds that Matthew wrote the gospel bearing his name. This tradition begins with Papias of Hierapolis, an early Christian bishop of the 2nd century, who claimed that Matthew compiled the sayings of Jesus in the Hebrew language, and each one interpreted them as best he could. Over time, this came to be understood as Matthew writing a gospel, initially thought to be in Hebrew or Aramaic, which was later translated into Greek. The exact date of the composition of the Gospel of Matthew is not definitively known, but most scholars agree that it was likely written between AD 80 and AD 90. Some arguments place it a bit earlier, around the 70s AD, particularly after the destruction of the Jerusalem Temple in AD 70, an event that seems to be reflected in the text. Matthew's Gospel is notably Jewish in its orientation, indicating that its primary audience consisted of Jewish Christians. It emphasizes the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies, which suggests that the author aimed to present Jesus as the Messiah who fulfilled these Jewish expectations. The Gospel was written in a time when Judaism was undergoing significant transformations, particularly after the destruction of the Temple in Jerusalem. This event was a profound shock to Jewish life, and caused a rethinking of Jewish practices and beliefs. Matthew's Gospel addresses a community that is navigating its identity in this changing landscape, affirming the continuity of their Jewish heritage in the new context of Christian faith. The text reflects tensions between the emerging Christian community and the mainstream Jewish community. Matthew portrays Pharisees and scribes often in opposition to Jesus, reflecting perhaps the conflicts between Matthew's community and the Jewish leaders of his time. Although it is deeply Jewish, the Gospel also shows signs of Hellenistic influence, as it was also addressing a broader Greco-Roman audience. This is evident in its structure, use of Greek, and the explanation of Jewish customs, indicating non-Jewish readers might also be among its audience. Matthew's Gospel serves as a teaching tool, providing detailed discourses such as the Sermon on the Mount, the so-called missionary discourse, the parables of the kingdom, the church's discipline, and the eschatological discourse. These teachings are structured to educate the community on the life and teachings of Jesus. The Gospel is also structured to prove that Jesus is the promised Messiah. This is underscored through the frequent use of fulfillment citations, where Matthew points out how events in Jesus' life fulfill Old Testament prophecies. Matthew addresses issues of community governance, ethical behavior, and the relationship between his community and the broader Jewish and Gentile worlds. This includes instructions on how to deal with conflicts, the role of Peter and the apostles, and directives for communal living. Facing persecution and internal strife, the Matthean community needed reassurance. Matthew provides this by legitimizing their beliefs through the fulfillment of prophecy and by encouraging them to persevere in the face of adversity. The Gospel of Matthew, therefore, is a complex document written in a time of significant transition and conflict, aimed at both preserving a form of Jewish-Christian identity and defining how that identity fits within the broader context of a predominantly non-Jewish Christian movement. Matthew's relationship with Jesus provides a compelling narrative of transformation and discipleship. It begins with a call. As a tax collector, Matthew belonged to a profession widely despised by his Jewish contemporaries for its associations with Roman occupiers and corruption. Tax collectors were seen as traitors working for the Roman Empire and often accused of dishonesty. The moment of his call is significant. Jesus approaches him at his tax booth and simply says, "Follow me." Matthew's response is immediate and decisive. He leaves his booth and follows Jesus. This initial encounter highlights a theme of radical transformation and acceptance. As one of the 12 apostles, Matthew is a close witness to Jesus' teachings, miracles, death, and resurrection. This direct exposure deeply shapes his understanding of Jesus' message and mission. After Jesus' ascension, Matthew's role as an apostle involves spreading the teachings of Jesus and establishing early Christian communities. This is an extension of his relationship with Jesus, taking the message he learns from Jesus to others. Matthew's call illustrates Jesus' radical inclusivity. As a tax collector, Matthew is marginalized within his own society, yet Jesus chooses him as a disciple. This act challenges contemporary followers of Jesus to embrace inclusivity, reaching out to those on the fringes of society or those different from themselves. Matthew's life embodies the transformative power of responding to Jesus' call. His story encourages individuals today to believe in the possibility of change, regardless of past life and actions. This transformation isn't merely personal, but is meant to extend its influence outward, affecting others through one's changed life. Matthew's immediate response, leaving behind his lucrative job, highlights the depth of commitment expected of Jesus' followers. It serves as a reminder of the sacrifices and full-hearted commitment that true discipleship may require. As an evangelist, Matthew's work involved bearing witness to Jesus' life and teachings. This underscores the role of Christians today to be witnesses in our own contexts, sharing and living out the values and teachings of Jesus in authentic and impactful ways. Matthew's contribution through his gospel, focusing on teaching and guiding the early Christian community, shows the importance of nurturing and guiding others in their spiritual journey. It highlights the value of mentorship, community building, and the deliberate transmission of faith and ethical values. Matthew's relationship with Jesus and his subsequent role in the early Christian community provide enduring lessons on inclusion, transformation, commitment, witnessing, and the importance of teaching and community support. These elements remain crucial for individuals and communities striving to live out their faith in the modern world. Little is definitively known about Matthew's life after the events of the Gospels. Various traditions suggest he preached in Judea and then in other countries, including Ethiopia, Macedonia, Syria, or Persia. The details of his missionary journeys and the areas he evangelized are largely based on tradition and are not documented in reliable historical sources. There are conflicting accounts about Matthew's death, which are purely traditional and not historically verified. Some traditions hold that he was martyred, while others suggest that he died a natural death. The nature and location of his martyrdom, if it occurred, vary in different traditions, with some saying he was burned, beheaded, or stabbed. In Christian symbolism, Matthew is often represented with a figure of a man or an angel, which is one of the four living creatures in the book of Revelation. This symbolizes his emphasis on the humanity of Christ in his gospel.
Overall, the figure of Matthew is enveloped in both historical and legendary elements, making it challenging to separate fact from pious fiction. His significant contribution to the New Testament through the gospel that bears his name, however, is undoubted, offering a unique portrait of Jesus and his teachings. Father, let the story of Matthew remind us that no one is beyond the reach of your calling. May we, like Matthew, abandon our old ways and follow Jesus with undivided devotion. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.